So Kamsa saw Vasudev. Text
59.
Kamsa saw Vasudev that he's holding his newborn baby in his arms. He says, Sukadev Goswami says, Drishtva Samatvam, that he saw that Vasudev was some. That Vasudev's intelligence was the same in his newborn baby's life and death. Even though it wasn't like that, externally he did not show his sorrow. Vasudev in his heart was very sorrowful. Why he shouldn't be sorrowful? His newborn baby is about to be killed. But to protect his truthfulness, he was standing there as he had promised. Swami says, Satya Chayava Vyavasthitam. In truth, he is certainly Vyavasthit. Vyavasthit means firmly he is situated in keeping his promise. So by seeing the immovable nishtha of Vasudev in his equipoised, being equipoised in his baby's birth, life and death, and he is firmly being situated in his truthfulness, Sukadev Goswami says, Kamsa santusht mana. His mind, Kamsa's mind became santusht. He became satisfied with Vyasadeva's behavior. Where he was waiting, when the baby will be born, I'll kill him. His heart changed. Parikshit Maharaj says, is speaking to... Sukadev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, Rajan. Nobody taught him to preached him to let the baby go. But while smiling, being deeply touched in his heart and being satisfied, Kamsa while smiling, Tushtamana, with great satisfaction, he said, take this baby back. He says, I am not afraid of this child. This child is not causing me fear. It's the eighth child. Why should I kill this child? You take him back. In the history, there has never been a man who can change at every moment like Kamsa. Many, many times he will become hard and cold just like a piece of metal. Quickly he used to change his mind. Next time you will see again, his heart will change. Just see, philosophy could not change his heart. Vasudev's behavior changed him. In this world, devotees should be very careful. The general public is always watching. They're very intelligent. The public, they're not foolish. Everyone of us should think that we're on a stage being watched. People are seeing, they're seeing our behavior, they're seeing where we live, how we live, where we roam about, what we eat. Everybody notices this. Even a person like Kamsa, he used to have full faith in Vasudev. And that happened today. Whatever he had promised, he fulfilled it today. He said he'll bring his son and he brought. This kind of behavior, that changed Kamsa's heart. In this age today, so many people speak such big philosophy. They give lectures, they say speak katha, but after the lecture they fight over how much dakshina they should be get or they should be getting, or for little things they get angry. This has been seen. Or we see that they get off the stage and they go and start drinking tea or smoking a cigarette. The general public is not so foolish. They can understand what is being done. A person in his life, whether he is a speaker or listener, at least he should not cheat himself. Suppose if we have the wrong behavior, then the first wrong impression will be given to our children. First of all, our family members will be influenced by our bad behavior, this cheating mentality, and then others will be influenced. We all want that our children, our family members, they become good people, they become great personalities. Then we should have good behavior, that even a person like Kamsa will trust us and become good by our behavior. Such a person, even Kamsa, he is heart changed by Vasudev's behavior. Vasudev, who was before giving him, preaching to him the Bhagavad Gita, but that did not do anything for Kamsa, the evil Kamsa. Could not understand, his brain couldn't take it, but the behavior could change him. Text 60. My death is destined by your eighth child, eighth son. That means he did not just return the first son. He meant till the seventh son, don't bring any of your babies back. Whatever you have till the seventh, don't bring. Eighth, you bring to me. The voice from the sky said eighth child, the demigod said eighth child, so it's the eighth child I am destined to be killed by, so bring your eighth son when he comes. Wow, all glories. This is how he changed. But this change of heart for Kamsa was only for a moment. Vasudev, he held the baby, he said, Tatha iti. Whatever you say, whatever is your order. He went home, but while he was walking home, he was thinking, this Kamsa could change any moment. Sukadev Goswami says, text 61, Nadat Vakyam means, his words, he did not respect his words. Respect his words because he didn't trust him. Why? Because asato. He was without good character. He was an asat person, he was condemned. And his mind was not in his own control. His mind could change any time. That's why in his heart, Vasudev did not respect his word. He knew any time he could call him back. He took the baby home, but he was not blissful and jubilant because he accepted the boy. The baby might as well accept him as a dead baby because he doesn't know any moment he could be called. Because he knew this Kamsa very well, when he could change. So when Vasudev went in that direction towards his home, and here comes Narad Muni to see Kamsa. Narad Muni thought, if Kamsa doesn't kill the babies in this way, he lets go each one of the baby, then if Kamsa becomes so generous, so kind to Vasudev in this way, then the Lord will become very lax in taking his incarnation. He may even delay coming. And he wanted Krishna to come, take his incarnation, come quickly to relieve the burden of the earth. So he came and he spoke to Kamsa. So Kamsa considered Narad Muni to be his guru. Narad Muni is everyone's guru. He is the guru of the demons, the demigods, everyone. He is the guru of humans also, and he reaches everywhere because he only wants the welfare of all. So he tells the demigods, so he tells the demons, Vishnu is very bad, you should kill him. Because he knows these, the demons, they won't do bhakti, and by fighting with the Lord, if they get killed by the Lord, they will be delivered. Okay. Everyone is not the same adhikari of bhakti. Everyone is not able to do the bhakti as devotees do. There is many kinds of bhakti yoga, and whoever can be attached to be Krishna in what way, that can be done. Prabhupada engaged his disciples in many ways. Those who knew how to paint, he engaged them in painting. He engaged some people in cooking, he engaged some people in printing books. Someone can sell the books. And sometimes ignorant persons, they think, oh, these devotees, they also doing business like us. This is not business. Narad Muni used to engage the demons also. So Kamsa said, washed Narad Muni's lotus feet, offer respects, and he asked, how you came, where are you coming from? Narad Muni said, I am coming straight from my father's office in Sumeru mountain. Kamsa said, what is happening there? And Narad Muni said, it's happened a few days ago, and they were having a meeting, all the demigods, and they were all saying, they were all talking, the subject matter was, how should Kamsa be killed? This is what they were all discussing in my father's office, in Lord Brahma. And my father, Lord Brahma, he told all the demigods, you all go and take your births in Yaduvanshi, in Yaduvansh, in the dynasty of the Yadus. And Vishnu, he will become Vasudev's son. And he will kill Kamsa. So all of you go and take birth there. This is what has been happening in my father's office. So I have come to give you news because I am your well-wisher. They're all planning to kill you. So all the demigods have gathered together to plan this. Text 62-63. He said, he said this, Nanda, and he's saying, my dear Kamsa, Nanda Adya, Nanda, beginning from Nanda Maharaj and all the gop men in Vrindavan, the cowherd men and all their wives, the women like Mother Yashoda, etc., you should know that they're all demigods. Even in Vrishni family, like Vasudev and Devaki And all the women in the Yadu dynasty, all of them are actually from heavenly planets. They're all demigods. And both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, this Parikshit Maharaj is telling, calling Parikshit Maharaj is calling, Sukhdev is calling Parikshit Maharaj, "Oh Bharat, oh Bharat." He's saying that even the relatives and friends and well-wishers of Vasudev, they're all demigods. Any of their well-wishers, friends, you should know they're all demigods. All of them, even though they seem to be your followers, but actually they're all your enemies. You are not understanding. All these are demigods, and one day they'll find a chance and they will kill you. He said to Kamsa that in the meeting they were all talking that you and all the demoniac kings are burden on the earth, and Brahma and Shiva and all the other demigods have come to this solution to kill you. Lord Vishnu will appear to kill you. He said this much and he left. Actually, everything Narad Muni said was the truth. He didn't tell any lies. He said one more thing. And he also said as he went, he said, "This what you're thinking, that Devaki's eighth son will kill you, but what will you do if the eighth son comes first, is born first? You know Vishnu very well. He's a Mayavi. He's a great trickster. He knows all the tricks. He can cheat with you in any way." So he brought one lotus flower with eight petals, and he told Kamsa, "Now you start counting." He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And whatever was the 8th one, so the petal that was the 8th one, Narad Muni said, "Now count from there, make that the number 1 and go around." So again, Kamsa started counting. The 8th one he counted as 1, and then he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then he said, "Look, how did this 8th one become the first one now? You see? Any son can be the 8th one and any son can be the first one. So thinking this to be the first child, don't become so merciful. Who knows, this might be the 8th one." And now Kamsa understood in his mind, yes, Narad Muni is right. And Narad Muni, after giving his pravachan, his Bhagavatam class, he just chanted Narayan, Narayan, and he disappeared. Now he understood all these Devaki, Vasudev, Nanda, etc. They're all demigods. And the eighth child could have been that first one that Nanda Maharaj just brought. So all the Yadavas that were his servants, that used to work in his palace, in his village, I mean in his town, he just started to torture all the Yadavas and all the Vrishnis, because he understood that they're all demigods. Narad Muni said so. So every one of them was his enemy, his own people who were Yadavas and Vrishnis. He started to torture them. And he understood that Vishnu is going to appear from Devaki's womb. He started to burn their homes, take their wealth. He started all the tortures. And every time Devaki had a son, he would kill them. He would have a doubt that this must be Vishnu, I don't want to take a chance, and he would kill them. Immediately he sent his soldier and he said, quickly go call Vasudev. In the same day, just now Vasudev went home and immediately he sent the soldier, go get him with the baby. Vasudev already knew that he could change his mind anytime. Vasudev brought the baby and Kamsa, he took hold of the baby and thrashed him to the ground and killed him, thinking he is Vishnu. He may be Vishnu. In this way he killed the six sons. And after the first baby, he had put, as soon as Narad Muni went, when the first baby was born, immediately after he killed the first baby, he put Devaki and Vasudev in prison. He also put his father, Ugrasena, into the prison. From the second son on, they were born in the prison house. Hearing this, Maharaj Parikshit's heart felt a lot of pain. Oh, he said, how could he thrash and kill a newborn baby? How could anybody do that? The listener who's hearing, his heart becomes affected by hearing such things. His heart did not melt. He was so sinful. And Sukadeva Goswami, as if in a joking way, he says, Maharaj, you're a king. You know the nature of the kings. You know the nature of greedy kings.
Mataram, Pitaram, Bhratin, Sarva, Sarva, Surda, Sapa.
Text 67.
Yasu Tripolu, Dharajana, Prayasobu. We apne Mata Kumar.
Often it is seen in this world, greedy kings for their own interest, they would kill their own mothers, fathers, brothers. Those who are engaged, interested only in their own sense gratification. And here Parikshit Maharaj is saying these things. Sukadev Goswami is saying these things. He says, here you can see in your own dynasty. He told Parikshit Maharaj, as if you don't have to look very far. In your own family it has happened, just now in the great battle of Kurukshetra. Your own ancestors, your great grandfather Bhishma was killed. Other family members were killed. Sometimes in the Katha, some immediate example is given. In general, the kings, they don't want to lose their kingdom, and to maintain their kingdom, they will even kill their own cousins and grandfathers and father, etc. They can even kill their own mothers, then why wouldn't they kill their fathers, and what to speak of brothers and friends? In the Mughal history, previously India was controlled by the Mughals, the Muslims. In the history of India, we read in history in India, They often they will become a king by killing their father or their brother. This is their history. That is their only history. They kill the father, become the king. Kill the brother, become a king. Shah Jahan, who made Taj Mahal, in love for his wife, he made this Taj Mahal to show the world. It's in Agra. Because he made in love for his wife, people from all over the world come and see it. Maybe if it was a temple, not so many will come. Because he made in to show his love for his wife, it has become glorious. So what happened? Aurangzeb, he killed his brother and his nephews. His father, Aurangzeb, he killed his father, who was the king. So his father's name was Shah Jahan, and he was the king of India. So Aurangzeb put his father Shah Jahan in the prison. So Shah Jahan said to son Aurangzeb, I want something from you. You please say yes. So Shah Jahan said to his son Aurangzeb, I have always been a king. So now that I'm in the prison house, please let me be the king even in the prison house. So his son Aurangzeb said, what good is are you being a king in the prison house? He said, well, there are some guards in the prison house, and I will teach them some writing or reading, and then if they misbehave, I will beat them with the stick. Sometimes then I will get some feeling of control. I will feel like I'm still a king. There are some people who are captured, kept in the prison. I will take care of them in this way. Make a little hole in the wall so I can keep looking at my Taj Mahal. So a hole was made for him. So in this way, this is an example. The person in the way of becoming a king is usually a brother or a father. So they would just kill them and to become a king. He was not talking about Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj was not a sense gratifier or a greedy person.
आत्मान निह संजातम जानन पाक प्राग विश्वनाथ महासुरम काल नेमी जद भी स्वाभ्य व्यक्ति था, लेकिन इस कोटि में भी वो श्रेष्ठ था, बहुत ज्यादा आगे था इस बात में। नारद जी